With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Nine Republicans vote to defy House Speaker Mike Johnson on a bill allowing new parent lawmakers to vote remotely.
Well, it's a very disappointing result on the floor there. A handful of Republicans joined with all the Democrats to take down a rule that's rarely done. It's very unfortunate in this case. 96% of House Republicans voted against proxy voting because they believe it's unconstitutional and they agree that it would open a Pandora's box.
Also at SRNnews.com, Susan Crawford, the Democrat-backed candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, wins, beating GOP challenger Brad Schimmel.
President Trump, Elon Musk, and other Republicans lined up behind Schimmel. Billionaire megadonor George Soros and other Democrats backed Crawford. Her win keeps the state court under a 4-3 liberal majority. Schimmel is a former state attorney general and a supporter of President Trump.
Andrew Stewart reporting, the Justice Department will seek the death penalty for accused UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione. Mangione allegedly shot and killed Brian Thompson on a New York City sidewalk in December. A truck hits multiple pedestrians in Boston.
A box truck crashed into a building in Boston's Chinatown neighborhood, knocking down poles and hitting several pedestrians Tuesday afternoon. The incident initially raised fears of terrorism, but authorities say it appears to have been an accident. Four people were hospitalized, including the driver, who the Boston Fire Department said had to be extracted from the vehicle. Two other pedestrians declined medical treatment. Suffolk County District Attorney Kevin Hayden noted that it could have been much worse considering the busy location.
It's coming.
Images from the scene showed the bright yellow and white Penske truck flipped on its side and wedged between a pole and the building, surrounded by firefighters and police. Audio courtesy WCBB and Zoe Hair Studio TMX. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. A new poll tracks religious switching around the world.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the phenomenon of people leaving the faith they were brought up in for a different belief system, or none at all. Religious switching is most prevalent in South Korea, where half of adults have abandoned the faith of their youth. In the U.S., 28% have done so. The Pew report also indicates that most of the people who switch faiths are swapping the religion they grew up with for no religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
British lawmakers are considering a measure that would limit pro-Hamas protest outside of Jewish places of worship, schools, and other institutions. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper says the legislation is designed to protect and assure England's Jewish community, which has felt embattled since the Hamas attack on Israel in the fall of 2023. Cooper adds the right to protest must not undermine a person's right to worship. This is SRN News. Israel's military says it struck a building in Beirut's southern suburbs, killing at least three. The Israeli military said it targeted a member of terror group Hezbollah. At a news conference, the Israeli foreign minister said that the member of the group that the Israeli military went after was a danger to Israelis.
The terrorist posed a real and immediate threat, what we called ticking bomb. Therefore, we had to eliminate the threat. Israel will continue to remove any threat to our citizens.
Federal judge is refusing the Trump administration's request to transfer Mahmoud Khalil's immigration case to Louisiana. Khalil, a Columbia University grad student, was arrested last month for his role in planning pro-Hamas protest on the campus. He was moved to a detention center in Louisiana. More details at SRNnews.com.